Hi, this is a dictation for patient Marquia Potter, M-A-R-Q-U-I-A. P like Paul, O like Opal, P like Tom, T like Tom, E-R, Potter. Marquia Potter, date of birth is 12-18-1984. Date of service is 7-17-2023. Date of accident is 1-27-2018. The case is closed. According to the patient. And patient is utilizing her health insurance for further treatment, I think. He's a patient of Dr. Melvin Murphy, who is a primary care physician, who is now referring this patient for management. She has been having ongoing care since 1-27-2018, when she was involved in an automobile accident. Currently, she reports her chief complaint is pain in the neck all over, an intense pain in the lower lumbar, carotid nerve pain still radiates down her right leg, and nerve pain on the right side by her neck. He alleges all these symptoms to be related to the automobile accident that occurred on 1-27-2018. In this accident, this happened at 10-11 p.m. at night. He was a resident driver alone in the car in a Jeep Compass, and she was stopped on to exit on the freeway. She was hit by a truck, and it hit her in a rear-ending accident. She reports that she was on an exit ramp to Lafayette going to work, and another driver came around 375. Speeding and hit her in the back near Bricktown Casino. Patient report that the other driver was almost like at 70 to 80 miles an hour, and the car was completely total. Her car was completely total with damage to the rear end. No one died in this accident. Airbags were not deployed. She was wearing a seatbelt. Loss of consciousness happened. She momentarily, for a few minutes, she passed out. It was a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. She was taken to the hospital, where she was further treated with X-rays, MRIs, CT scans. Subsequently, she underwent chiropractic treatment for more than 2 years. Traction, tense unit, physical therapy, massage, medications. Epidural injection was done one time. MUA was done, manipulations under anesthesia. injured her head with TBI, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back, started moderately and shooting down to the right leg. And even the right hip was painful. She recovered reasonably, but again, she had a long treatment and all the other modalities. I can report that regarding the pain, so history of presenting illness, patient is suffering from headaches even now, all over, from the front, back, right temple, left temple, moderately severe, off and on, not sensitive to light or noise anymore. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Currently, she suffers from the following symptoms of TBI, which are dizziness, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, nightmares, fearful of the event. She denies any vision problem like blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. She denies any loss of equilibrium. Seizures, she denies any vertigo or lack of focus, lack of concentration. She denies any taste problem, smell problems, or face problem. No issues with the chewing the food. Regarding the pain is suffering from moderately severe pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, and there are sharp droopings to the right leg, posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion up to the ankle, but not affecting the toes or the foot. There is no radiation to the upper extremities either. Fingers are not involved. These pains are reported to be between 6 to 8, sometimes 9, and not continuous. They are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching, heavy, tender. ADLs are affected 8. The pain is improved by, or pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, driving, and improved by medications, physical therapy. There is associated numbness, tingling, pins and needles, that is off and on, and no muscle weakness or bowel, bladder incontinence is reported. Patient reports sleep problem, but no mood problem, anxiety, depression problem. She denies any suicidal thought from suicidal thoughts. Patient also has difficulty walking and sleep disturbance, but denies any sudden anesthesia. She denies any incontinence of the urine bowel. She denies any severe anxiety, depression, or panic. No weakness, lightheadedness is reported. Past treatments, patient has had treatment with chiropractor, traction, transient physical therapy, massage, alternative medicines, and as well as medication, one epidural injection. She had a under anesthesia, MUA, which is manipulation under anesthesia. All of these things helped us reasonably, but not completely. MRIs have been done in the past. System review, please review the chart. Pathological history, review the chart. Allergies to the medication, review the chart. Family history, review the chart, please. Relationship status, employment. A disability, none. Never has been filed. Legal action. Patient is working with Zeimler, Mellon and Schiffman. Personal history. Patient is not, does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. ADLs. Patient reports that general activity, work and sleep are completely interfered due to this pain. In addition, patient reports that walking, standing, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, and vacuuming are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Bathing and dressing are 7. Cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets, and ability to lift dinner plates are affected 6. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 141 over 107. Pulse is 89. Pulse ox is 100. 38-year-old African-American female, height is 5'11", 289 is the weight. The patient is 38-year-old African-American female, obese, alert, oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good. The patient doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain faces, or severe anxiety, lethargic. She exhibits a good attitude and demeanor. Stress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive device. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological and musculature examination that is completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is normal. Spine tenderness, none is observed. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none is observed. Paravertebral muscle hypotonicity, none is observed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal. At forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine range of motion, forward flexion is 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation 35, hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling is negative, Lerman test negative, distraction test negative, Soto Hall test negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test is negative. in the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive at bilaterally. CAM test was positive. Bregar test negative. In the sacroiliac joint, mild tenderness is noticed in both the sacroiliac joints with positive stable test and transmission test. However, tendon flexion test, iliac compression test, the spectrum tests are all negative. Tendon Lubbock sign is negative. Extremities examination are all unremarkable. Entire extremities, upper and lower, are completely normal. Use the template, please. Diagnosis is as follows. General E66.9110, V89.2XXT, R26.89, Z17.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41, F32.9, TBI, nerve M79.2, M60.9, 79.1, M54.0, cervical spine M54.2, thoracic spine 54.09, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXL. Sacroiliac spine M46.1, S33.5XXA, M54.17. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. Physical therapy is ordered to the choice place for patient, whatever she wants to go. We have discussed the laser treatment, and we have also to United Rehab for the finding. She's continue 2 times per week, and non-narcotic medications, patient is provided with the following medications, which are we don't have a list of all the medications, so only Tylenol codeine number 4 every 12 hours, 15 days medicines, 30 tablets were provided. Patient will be returning and will be rechecked with all the detailed information, including MRIs. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. We are trying to obtain all the past records. Interventional pain procedure, none are being recommended. And surgical options. None are being recommended. Neuropsychiatric evaluation, not recommended. Attended care caseworker is not recommended. Patient has already undergone through all of these treatments. The injury happened in 2018. Past medical records are being reviewed. Investigations, no new investigations being ordered. DME, no new DME is being ordered. Education is yes. The disability, patient is already working, so no disability has been ordered. Chiropractic consult has been ordered for the patient. She was seeing Ms. Rodney Chiropractic, and she wants to go there. Follow-up visit within 15 days. And MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine is ordered to identify the damage to the spine. Thank you.